Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet, he's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
That is not gangster. That's very not gangster.
I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll
say that again. I couldn't hear you over the sound of me myself.
I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds serves you on the street or on the beach. Y'all ain't able to do our shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. To see they'll do more to tan you to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head. Chicks call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words war like jihad. I write dope, slow crack, my notepad need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my soul's easy to munchie.
What up, though? It's your boy, Young Fresh. I'm live in the building, you know what I mean? And for the first time in a long time, I'm actually doing a show alone. I am the host. I am the DJ. I am everything in between. I am live. I am 100. I'm in the building. You know what I'm saying? It is, you know, what it is, though. And, you know, this is how we do it. Matter of fact, get myself on. Alone, solo, dolo. Shout out to my DJ, Mr. Tom Duffy. Having, you know, quality time with the wife, so I guess we won't get slandered too bad. But, you know, it is what it is, though. I got, you know, my timeline correspondent, Mike, going to be in the building. Mimi is, matter of fact, I think Mimi is in the building now, or I don't really know. That could be her number. But we got to call her, so I'm going to let her in. What's going on?
What do you mean we got to call her? Like I'm a guest.
The fuck, I don't, man, look, my cell phone, it says Mimi. I don't operate the fucking board all the time. This is the first time me doing this. And right now, I think I'm doing a pretty damn good job.
I didn't know you were doing shit. I just called and pushed the button, so I didn't hear shit. As you said, any time before you called me,
yeah, the DJ has flaked on us today. So, it'll just be me, you, and Mike, and oh yeah, fuck Monte, I will not be replacing those Skittles that I ate. I don't care.
How the fuck Tone Flake when I just saw that bitch ass nigga log into Xbox Live? So, what is he doing that important?
Well, Tone said that Tuesdays is the only day that his wife is off. And he would like to spend more time with his wife. So he said for a while he would not be operating the board of the show, which I really didn't quite grasp the concept of how sitting in one spot, like I'm doing with a computer, affects you from sitting in the same room with someone. No one asked Tom for his opinion on the show. He just give it. Tone always said that he never wanted to talk on the show. But the other thing he told me, he said, bro, you know, I don't want to talk. I just want to be a DJ. I'll run the board. I'll play some music. But the nigga always find a way to give his 2 cents.
Two cents to zero T. That's our nigga.
Like, and then he always try to remove himself from some shit that he's made himself a part of. But, you know. So, Mimi has been going through a few life issues. She was ranting on Facebook, and we're going to get into that tonight. We're also going to ask Mimi some real fucked up questions and, you know, see how she would do about it. But while I open my email and find this shit, I'm going to put everybody on mute. So, Mimi, here's the time to go take a piss break. Go grab you something to drink because I'm about to play a song while I get find this shit.
Cool.
So, soon as I find what's wrong, I would like to play. All right, Alpha, I'll be right back.
Semi-automatic, no quick click, we don't feel you like the elephant. Getting fucked with a chick dick, little nigga with a thick bitch. And before I fuck this bitch, I gotta put that patch over my third eye. Quick Rick, truck fit, t-shirt, talk second, feet first. Boy, your girl a jump off, I hope she land feet first. Give me brain research, and I prefer reefer. But if you want some coke, that's cool, cause my homie still. Yeah, my homie still.
Okay, okay. My girls and cars both skirt off. I like the pussy so wet that I can surf off. In a hot spot, cause a nigga never chillin'. I do it for my niggas, I just do it to these bitches. Boy, I overgrind, overshine. Ain't another nigga overshine. I'm getting paid, it's overtime. I'm rolling pine, I'm so divine. I'm west side, west side. Dark glasses on like I'm going blind. Looking like Eazy-E, it's just me and Lil Weezy. We get off my dick.
Yeah, my homie still. My homie still. Yeah, my homie still.
Oh God.
Don't make my goon go stupid.
Go stupid. Go stupid.
Don't make my goon go stupid.
Go stupid.
Go dumb.
Go stupid.
Whoa, whoa. Oh God.
Look, I'm inside them haters, now they gone left. My niggas pumping so much bass. Motherfuckers going deaf. We the MOP. Got them haters, now they gone. My niggas pumping so much bass. Don't shit, don't shit, don't shit. I don't let them hoes. Got so much coke, you gon' need another nose, man. I just lay my hand, but I am not the dealer. You see, I got them teardrops. I cry your ass a river. Got that truck fit t-shirt. Listening to Rebirth. I skate until my feet hurt. Hot boy, free turf. Pussy for dessert. Put your ass beneath earth. And I don't sell drugs, but if you need work, my homie's still. Yeah, my homie still. My homie still. Yeah, my homie still.
Whoa. Okay. Boy, this here's what I do do. Got your sister dancing, not the kind that's in the tutu. Got me in control, no strings attached, that's that voodoo. She say can't nobody do it better. I tell her true true, yeah bitch true true. My bro bro say these bitches ain't shit. I got the girl you came with and the girl she came with. She leaking and dripping, whoa there, I might just come slipping. And now your missus when it gon' missing. And she addicted to what my dick did. Boy, I get it, I get it. Little bitch,
my homie's still. Yeah, my homie still. Yeah, my homie still.
Little nigga, make my goons
go stupid. Go stupid. Go stupid.
Don't make my goons.
stupid.
Go dumb.
Look. I'm eating got them haters, now they don't rest. My niggas pumping so much bass, motherfuckers going down. Weezy F on East side, my niggas showing from the west. The niggas pumping so much bass.
And we are back. That was so nice. I had to give myself a round of applause. But back in the building, it's your boy, Juan. I got my big cuz, Mimi, on the line. There's another number in the queue. Looks like Tom number, but that guy can fuck off. So, yeah. I hope everybody got their seatbelts on, you know what I'm saying, strap in, you know, for a bumpy ride, because I know telling what the hell Mimi's going to say. I don't even know.
You got to put it on me.
Sit. Because you usually start it. As long as it's in the tank. Every time. You say something. You say something, triggers everybody else's emotions.
No. People say something, and that's what triggers me. That has always been the case. That's why we always talk about my thought process, and everybody always says, who got Mimi started? Now, who did Mimi get started? Because y'all get me started.
Who didn't say nothing?
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, from the looks of it, so do you want to start ranting, or would you like a few questions first?
You know what? I'm trying to figure out as far as with the questions if we don't get them out of the way, because I'm just, I don't know, my mind all over the place. So I'm just going to start with this. Now, listeners may or may not remember, I don't know, depending on how new they are, how many shows they've listened to, if they caught our child support episode where we had the men's panel going discussing child support. And Tori even offered to drive baby mamas to the courthouse to put their baby daddy's own child support because he was not, you know, too pleased with the fact that he pays child support and this motherfucker that's getting away with not paying child support. So I stated on that show that I was actually going down to file on my eldest, her dad, so that I can get child support because she is going on 9 years old and I've just gotten to that point where I'm fed up with excuses and bullshit when it comes to purchasing items for her and not being helped on a consistent and regular basis. So on March 4th, 2013, I filed my papers for child support. On March 6th, I mailed them to my baby's father. I'm guessing he just got them because they had to do certified mail. So you actually have to sign for that. They can't just leave it in your mailbox and shit. And I'm guessing he got those papers over the weekend because he decided to post a very angry and nasty stat on Facebook. Now, mind you, I didn't get a call. I didn't get a text. I didn't get a smoke signal of a middle finger. None of that shit. He just acts like a pure vagina and hops straight on Facebook. And among the things that he decides to say on Facebook is that he hopes that the crumbs that I get from him to live off of is enough because he ain't gonna do shit, and that's the way that he told me it was gonna be if I ever put some people in his business. I have several problems with this, only because one, quit fronting for Facebook, bitch ass nigga. I know that is a major thing of mine when I feel like people are fronting me off and when they trying to put on a show that is not containing the truth because they want to look like the hero or the victim and all of that other extra shit. I told y'all I've attempted several times for me and him to sit down and have conversations and say, hey, we cool, we get along, we don't beef, we don't have no drama. I think that we are mature enough to be able to have a conversation about how much you can help out with your daughter every month. I'm not trying to break you. I just want a reasonable amount for you to contribute and help because both of us had her, not just me. Oh, okay, no, that's cool, that's cool. It's cool, but yet I never followed through on it, even though I brought it up more than once. So now that we're going to child support, he's trying to make me seem like I'm just some money-hungry bitch that needs child support to survive off of and is completely dismissing the fact that he needs to help. The ranting part about this is people who gas and co-sign shit that they know nothing about. How many times do you see somebody that you know their entire background, their life story, everything about them, but you see them post something on Facebook or Twitter, and you just really get that motherfucker please face, because they really post these things like nobody knows them in real life? How many times have you seen that?
I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, so the fact that people don't even attempt to, you know, find out the background story of a situation, they just, as soon as they read a post, they automatically get to dick riding and shit, because that is either a dick that they're riding or like to put in, on, or around their mouth. I don't understand it. Like, you see some fucking stats, some little pictures and shit, and you automatically get this picture like, oh man, he's a great dad. And then you want to try to coach him on dealing with the baby mama that you feel is evil, but in actuality, that is the one who has given him a break for half of our daughter's life, where he would be liable for, you know, taking care of her. So that is my first thing that I would like to talk about. Motherfuckers who are always co-signing and putting in their motherfucking 2 cents on situations that they don't know shit about. Like, you haven't seen...
Before you start ranting on faggot-ass niggas who co-sign, I believe the text message you want to talk about these new-age gay people. I don't even want to know what that means.
No, but that's not what I said. I said modern faggots.
Modern, new age, beginning of some new shit.
No, you said new age gay people, but I'm not talking about gay people. I'm talking about modern faggots, bitch ass niggas.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So I'm not talking about gay people.
Shout out to the gay people. There will be no homosexual slander on this episode. Now, you may not be safe next week, but you're safe this week, depending on what the next two callers say when they chime in. Oh, so 607, you're in the building. Who this is?
That's me, but I ain't pushed the button to talk.
Oh. Well, then, see you later.
You know what? I just want to send a message out to our DJ and let him know that the Tone Deaf Radio Show is basically like his teeth right now. We miss you, man. We miss you. I don't know what Juan is doing. He hanging up on people.
Look, pretty much.
You're treating me like a telemarketer, fam.
Look, I was trying to be a real nigga for that. I see the callers coming in. Now, the way, like, everything in life updates. You know how you get your Twitter app, and then it updates, and then it's a new Twitter, and then it updates again. So from the lot of time I used to do a radio show, Blog Talk never looked like this. Blog Talk used to have a little hand in motion. It was like a little hand that when niggas press one, the hand would raise. Now, I don't know if niggas is raising the hand. I don't know if niggas is pressing one. I wouldn't know how. I wouldn't know the indication if a nigga press one yet. So I see people call, I unmute them, let them in, maybe they got 2 cents. So I hit the button, let Mike talk. Mike said, I didn't raise my hand. Well, then you go sit your ass back in the back of the class since you didn't raise your hand. And this is to the DJ.
Nigga, you gay.
I will allow it. I will allow it.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't think Tom will get his job back. This shit's rather fun. Yeah.
You too childish to be on this. You know what? Never mind. Never mind.
Sorry, I'm like, excuse me, do you not know the first nigga that was
running
this shit?
Yeah, I just, never mind. Leave my thing on the board.
Hey, you some weird action where Skittles and dips and nuts and cake batter.
We just not starting that tonight. We not.
I'm just saying, you don't dip your nuts and cake batter and think it's all good. No, I can't live stream. They asked me questions. I was reading
what?
Twitter. Huh?
What the fuck are you doing?
Amber asked me questions talking about I can't live stream. Like, no, fuck, nigga. Won't live stream yet. We small time right now. Niggas always want to ask you some big time questions when you small time and shit, man. I'm talking to you. So associated with black people. White people understand the concept of small business, man.
Maybe because your body ain't small time, nigga. Where is... God damn it, I'm just my tablet downstairs. Okay. Is you breaking shit?
Yeah, so, I don't know. They ask me questions that I ain't got the answer to. I look like a fucking tech genius. No, I am not the tech genius.
You clearly don't, because you was just inaudible for several fucking seconds, so, and then you just came back in talking out of nowhere. So you clearly fucking up.
I actually clicked over to take the call on the other line. I thought you would have said something when you heard that I was not available. How do you niggas not wing it sometime? Like, what the anyway. Yeah, way to go, Tommy. See how the show's going now? I'll be happy. I'll be getting canceled.
You know what? What do you mean?
And I did not treat Mike like a telemarketer.
So you told Amber that you can't live stream your show?
I mean, if she fucking log on to the internet or if she call in, she can listen to me. See, that's the point. Like, what the hell? Like, that's a question for Tone. Ask me some shit
No, it wasn't. That was a simple question. And you say yes, and then you give her the fucking website. You know how back when you used to spam everybody's fucking mentions with the number and the website? So how is that a question for Tone? It's your show. And you're supposed to know how to promote it and how to access it. So how is that a question for Tone?
It is radio station. Shouldn't you be ranting about some shit right now?
I am. I'm ranting about your obvious fucking stupidity right now. I can't work under these conditions.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
I'm so fucking sick of you, dude. You know what? I think that Teresa is somewhere asleep or working, and Tone is just trying to find a nice way to quit, because I was kind of thinking the same shit.
Why would you?
Be, be,
because Tone already expressed his plan that when the baby is born and he disappeared for 2 months, that he was just go blaming on the baby why he ain't been around. And then all of a sudden we was going to see him out somewhere, maybe Applebee's or something, with a whole new group of friends.
You know what, though? This is not different. Like, Tone has mentioned several times that he was going to, that he would sell us. He has said this several times. He said if some white guy offered him the right amount of money for all intents and business purposes, Tone would sell us. He's told me several times. I don't know how much value he's gonna give. You know, you got a fat man and a psychopath. I don't really think we're worth much. But
what the fuck you calling psychopath? You can't name one psycho thing I did.
You hit a man with a vehicle. What does that like?
Allegedly. Yes. I was not convicted, and the charges were dropped.
Well, then can we call you an alleged psychopath?
I'll allow it. Hey, I'm just saying, y'all always trying to paint this fucking picture like I'm nuts or something, and I don't even be doing shit.
You are.
I be relaxing and minding my business, watching Netflix and drinking different varieties of Simply Juice.
Well, for those who are still with us, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with What Would Mimi Do? And I will let you guys determine if this motherfucker is a psychopath or not.
Hey, that's not fair.
What do you mean that's not fair?
So
I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to let the people judge you.
So since you've already given me the heads up that my answers to the What Would Mimi Do questions determine if I'm a psychopath or not, you know what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to lie like I'm doing a personality test. So for those who are unaware, I was taking a personality test for a job position, and every single question that they asked, like it had to be about 150, 165 questions, every single question that they asked me, the answer that I really wanted to tell them, I gave the opposite answer, and I got 100%. So just knowing that tells me that not only would I have not got hired, they probably would have just had me banned from their property, period.
Well, we'll be back with What Would Mimi Do and her psych evaluation.
If you need the hottest music in the streets, go to traptapemusic.com. If you're buying, pull up in a new Ferrari, living like done got it. Chopping brick like karate. Drink a bunch of codeine. Serving to the dope fiends. Blowing money, stay clean. Michael Jackson, Billy Jean. Got a Panamera, Rana, young nigga hit.
Porsche.
Got a young bitch, pull it no, finna beat. Smoke a lot of Chris, and I have a lot of dick. Had to beat the grind or ran up my chick. Bitch a nigga, get money, nigga, get bad. Bang. Roll up, blow up, run it, nigga, sell a lot of crack. You can get a nigga, line, part of what you want. I can whip a Maserati, pull it up, but don't hold up. 50,000 on your watch, young nigga splurge. Cover eight spade, bought a sip of cider,
serve.
Keep a young nigga working at a buzzer
case.
I'ma take a phone call, buzzer every day.
What?
Ice like a bunch of narcotics.
There were.
Pull up in that new Ferrari.
living like done got it. Chopping brick like karate. Tiger by the codeine. Serving to the dope fiends. Blowing money, stay clean. Michael Jackson, Billy Jean. Whipping up a cake just to go and snatch a spider. Spider, young nigga, play with keys. Like a typewriter. Yeah, Apple phone, but got it. Was a nigga, item hard. I was never stitching. I can put it on a Bible. I promise. In a four door Beamer, driving with a rifle. Nigga, where you at? Nigga, we gon' pull up on you
right now.
Young bitch, looking like Janet in the 80s.
80s.
We was grinding up from a two and a baby.
Ooh.
Got the girl dripping.
Yeah,
like a Jerry curl. Got this styrofoam cup, and it full of syrup. Send it over from New Mexico and let me work.
Let's work.
I can't get better
here
for a clean shirt.
Sure.
Ice like a bunch of narcotics.
There were.
Pull up in a new Rari. Living like done got it.
Come on.
Chopping brick like karate. Trigger by the codeine. Serving to the dope fiends.
Yeah.
Blowing money, stay clean.
Check me
Michael
out.
Jackson, Billy Jean.
Who bad?
Pop a lot of pain pills. About to put rims on my skateboard wheel. Yeah. Beat that pussy up like Emmett Till. Yeah.
Two cell phone ringing at the same time. That's your hoe. Calling from two different phones. Tell that bitch leave me the fuck alone. See you fuck around and I fuck alone. I got a love-hate relationship with Molly. I'd rather pop a ollie. And my dick is a trolley. Boy, I bury you like holly. Then these hoes think I'm blind, cause I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grime. And I just received a package. Them other niggas taxing. And my pocket's so fat, I'm starting to feel contractions. And my cousin went to jail for them chickens. And he already home. And that nigga must be snitching. Cut him off like karate.
Ice like a bunch of narcotics. Pull up in that new Rari. Living like good, got it. Chopping brick like karate. Drink a bunch of codeine. Serve it to the dope fiends. Blowing money, stay clean. Michael Jackson, Billy Jean.
We're back, and now it is time for everybody's favorite portion of the show. We're going to ask Mimi, well, I'm going to ask Mimi, a stream of random questions, and see what she says, you know. These answers are from the deep thoughts of her sick and deranged fucking mind, so.
Bitch, get to the question.
Okay. Here's the word, and it comes from, it just says a random question. I don't know if it came from a guy or a girl, but it says, is it a problem with a man getting a manicure and a pedicure?
Is there a problem with it?
Yes. Do you see anything wrong with a man getting a manicure and a pedicure?
I actually don't. It just depends on his, like, while he's getting it and little other shit that he does. So a man getting a manicure and pedicure does not automatically make him a sissy, especially pedicure. Do not let people talk you into being gay because you go and get a pedicure. I mean, you're not getting them polished and shit, but motherfuckers like me appreciate it because I almost had a fucking artery in my leg severed one day from a nigga who felt like he didn't need that shit and he had that sharp-ass big toenail. So it would be real nice if y'all were considerate. Or, you know, even if y'all gave us our own little supply of sheets just for when you came over, so if your toenails ripped them up, we didn't have to worry about it. I just, niggas with rough, crusty feet. I know you a dude, and you may feel like, hey, I'm a nigga. I can have rough, crusty feet. We don't want to look at that shit either. So if the bitch is okay with you just having rough, crusty ass feet and don't even attempt. I mean, even if she say, hey, you know what? I'm going to pamper you, I'll do it. If you just act like no option whatsoever to get anything done to your feet, I don't think I could really deal with you like that. Because I haven't really dealt with anybody who's had real fucked up feet like that. To the point where they was just like, you know, hideous. But I think that's because I dealt with a lot of light-skinned dudes too. And that one time that I almost got my leg chopped off was a dark-skinned nigga.
So, you're okay.
I'm not saying that there's a connection.
So, you're saying dark skin niggas got sharp toenails? What you saying?
I'm just saying, like, even if they didn't go get them done, the light skin dudes, like, they kept me trim. So, when my shit was damn near bleeding out, it was definitely a dark skin nigga was the culprit.
So, is that a yes? Like, so you don't mind until a guy would get a pedicure?
No, I don't.
Okay. Let's see, what else do we have? Do we have? Okay. Here's one. It says, what's too big of a number of partners to have had sexually?
I don't know. Did you just say something about apartment?
No, I said, the question was, what's too big of a number of partners to have had sexually?
That's subjective, because, I mean, there are a lot of variables to that, and I'll explain what I mean. Me and another chick, we're both 28 years old. Over the course of this time of 28, we have both had sex with the same five dudes. I started having sex 10 years ago. She started having sex 2 years ago. So she's fucked five guys within 2 years, or even all at the same damn time. Bitches still be getting trains around on them in 2013. I don't believe it. But it, you know, it depends, because you can't really say, oh, well, this number is too much if you don't know the details behind that number, like how old is she, how far apart were those partners, shit like that. So two chicks can have the exact same number and the other one be a hoe and the other one not, because she spaced her shit out over the course of fucking 10, 11, 12 years while this other bitch then had all of those same partners in the same year. So hopefully that made sense.
That's right.
No.
I get it. So you don't approve of hoes? What would you say?
What I'm saying is, nigga, timing makes a difference.
Oh, so you can have as many as you want as long as they're not back-to-back?
No, it's not saying as many as you want. Like, just go out on some, go fuck everybody breathing type shit. I'm just saying that you have to know that there are factors that play into it, because the two people can have the exact same number and it be too many for one, and then you'd be like, oh, well, that's not a lot considering how old they are. So it depends. So that's my answer. It depends on what the circumstances are.
Okay, so by the age of 30, you meet a guy, y'all both 30, and he's had maybe 17 to 18 sexual partners, and you've had 25. Is that a problem?
First of all, that is such a lie. Well, maybe you by 30, but the average nigga by 30, he done had so much ass. Oh, yeah. But at like 25, like, that's ridiculous, fam. Like, you look at it, like, even if that was one guy a year, you would have had to start fucking at 5 years old. So, I can't even see that at 30, no fucking 25.
Okay, I ain't gonna ask you that question because we already know how you feel about fat people, so we'll pass on that one. One more time.
So you're not gonna lay under the bus?
You said what?
You're not gonna lay under the bus? See, Tone not here to throw you under the bus, so you dodging the fat question means that you don't want to lay under the bus yourself.
I mean, if you want me to read it, I will read it to you. I just know how you feel about fat people.
I think everybody does. And it's not that I feel a way about them, like, well, I hate most of y'all. But I have a reason. I have a reason.
Okay, well, I'm about to read it. So. Okay, it says, it comes from an anonymous female fan. It says, I'm in a relationship and the guy is a big guy. And I'm not a small girl either. The problem is that I cannot ride him being that he is so big. Okay. I've tried to on my feet as well. It is
I'm sorry, but as soon as you read that, I pictured a mattress strapped to the top of a car.
Okay. I've tried to on my feet as well, and it's damn near impossible. I'm tired of the same old position, and I want to keep it spicy. Any suggestions? Oh, his tool is on the average side, but not small. What do I do?
How goddamn big is he that when he lay on his back, his stomach don't kind of, I thought when y'all lay on y'all back, y'all stomach kind of goes to the side, like chicks with big titties. Y'all stomach don't do that? You just stand up in the air? I'm asking.
Like, why would your stomach just defer to one side?
Not one side, spread out evenly.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's fat. Titties is fat.
I don't know. You have to ask Monte that.
Yeah. So, I am not a big girl. And I don't claim big guys, but what Mimi would do is, first of all, I laugh hysterically. I'm not trying to hide that. You know how you just got to laugh and throw that really bro in there? I don't know. Like, have y'all tried something to kind of tie it down out of the way, like kind of, I don't know. Because I told you, the first thing I thought about was strapping a mattress to a car.
Like, tie it down, like what?
Like,
you think you don't need no psych evaluation?
Okay. Like, did he try to, like, if he lay on his back, did he grab his belly from the bottom and try to pull it up? Kind of like when heifers lay down on their back when they can't fit in their jeans.
I don't really know. I don't have that problem.
Too bad this ain't like Avatar, you know, when they used to join tails and shit and make love, they could just rub fupas. But yeah, I really have no advice for that. Because so one, I'm semi-disgusted. And two, it's just funny.
Semi-disgusted. Okay, Here's one from an anonymous male. It says, I've been with my girl for 12 years. We have 4 beautiful children together, but I have been fucking with her sister for 6 years. And I just recently fucked her best friend. But that's not the point. Okay, so he's fucked her sister and her best friend, but that's not the point. I love my woman, but I know if she finds out, she'll never forgive me. But I hope she ain't listening to this show. But I have to tell her that the baby her sister is carrying belongs to me. What am I to do? Yikes.
Okay. Now, I just may prove why I'm right, because what Mimi do would do in situation. I damn near don't even think it's legal to think it. What do you even think of? The fact that you were the motherfucker that long and just feel like, hey, I'm just gonna fuck everybody in the inner circle, fuck it. But for you to say that she'll never forgive you, unless she's stupid. And actually, you know, because I didn't hear him say nothing about they were married. But if she don't try to slit your throat, really? Really?
It kind of fit the moment.
I'm so upset with you right now. But if she don't try to kill you, I damn near want to do the job for her. Just because I don't feel like you deserve to breathe. I'm not being mean. It's just how I feel at the moment. Because I don't. Like, what kind of really? That's just not right. So, because your kids, like, that's a weird-ass relationship. They, like, what, sister cousins? That's not right. But,
maybe he went into the situation feeling like this. Look me in my face.
Yeah, okay.
That's how you feel.
Like, just because he basically the scum of the earth right now, I damn near wish, like, they was just sitting at Thanksgiving later on this year, whatever holidays coming up, Easter or something like that, and they just find out that the best friend that he fucked used to be a dude or some shit, and he just fucked his whole entire world up. That's how bad he deserved that shit. I can't, like, what advice would he really need? Yeah, because he deserves it.
I thought you were trying to prove to people that you wasn't a psycho.
I'm not a psycho. That's some crazy shit that you just going around and you've been with a motherfucker 12 years having babies and shit and you going around and fucking everybody that they know and didn't think it was going to be a problem later on, like eventually. And then not only are you fucking on her sister, you're fucking on her sister raw. So,
okay,
yeah.
Now, I do not know what the hold on, let's see if this person wants to talk now. 607,
you
live in the theater with Mimi and Fresh.
You're the bitch ass nigga
from
Houston.
Did you press one this time?
Yeah, I pushed one this time. The first time I had the screen lock, I don't even know how to fucking push one.
You didn't push one, bitch. I just let you in.
Uh-oh. So that's my nigga, I love you. But
what?
I said I love you for just automatically pushing me through to talk without me having to push one. That's love right there.
Right, but then you said you didn't press one and got Mimi said I treated you like a telemarketer.
laughing. That shit was hilarious. She was like, well, fuck you, bitch. You going to time out. I was like, fuck you, bitch. But that call, whoever just answered, submitted that question, I would just like to say he's the man. I envy him. He's that dude. He's that nigga right now. No, I'm bullshitting, but that's some bogus ass shit. Like, he needs to listen to DTP featuring Too Short. It's called Pimp Council. And they talk about basically how niggas be out here reckless fucking any and everything when they could just, they was like, Too Short, like, man, there's too much pussy out here to be fucking on your best friend, on your girl best friend, on her sister, on your guy best friend and all that. Like, he was like, dude, there's too much chicks, there's too many chicks out here to be, you know what I'm saying, to be targeting her family like that. Like, that's tricey as a bitch.
Like, been like, deserves, 12, like, you've been with her 12 and then fucking on her sister, whoever, for like, that's just, really?
Homie deserves to be castrated, like, seriously.
Yeah, because that's just a boundary. I mean, it's not like he was cheating.
Like,
it ain't like dogs are just cheating for 6 years, but, like, you got to have a boundary set, man, and that's crossing it.
It's one thing if you was with this chick 12 years and you only had no kids or whatever, but imagine how your kids don't feel. They go to school or they introduce their nephew son, like, oh, yeah, this is my nephew and this is also my brother. Like, what?
Right.
Like, imagine the resentment from your kids for that. Like, daddy was a whore, so my nephew is actually my brother also.
Like, daddy was a fucking, daddy was a creep. That's what that was.
Like,
oh,
and that's, man.
But he ain't the only one. Her bum ass sister and friend, they ain't shit either.
Yeah, they buggers is a bitch and laying down with him too.
Yeah,
but you know how that rolls. You know how that goes. The sister was probably bragging on him, like, oh my god, girl, he's so awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He do this and that. Oh, he hit it with the. With the.
I got another question. If anybody wants to hear, so we can. I got another one. This says, this comes from an anonymous male fan. It says, so my girl broke up with me today because I flipped out that she was talking about sex to other guys and still talking to her ex after she told me she wanted nothing to do with them. I think I was justified in being pissed. Sex talk is still cheating in my book, and I feel that if she lied to me about her ex, then she will lie to me about other things. Am I in the wrong here?
Hell never.
No, fuck her, fam.
No. Point blank simple.
I'm just
no.
saying. It, now, like, y'all know I'm not gonna lie, and I'm not gonna, just because I'm a chick. No, the bitch was wrong. Like I just said about the previous question, there are boundaries. You don't have no business chopping it up about sex with no other niggas. Like, that is what yours is for. Don't open no doors. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to keep your shit locked down and not give no other nigga the opportunity to walk through no door, climb through a window, slide down a chimney, no nothing. And the fact that you had to lie about still communicating with the ex means that there's some bullshit going on. So cut your losses, get a bitch that know how to tell the fucking truth, and be done with it. That's all I can tell you.
You said don't talk to males. You damn near can't talk to females either these days. A female will try to take your bitch. A female will try to take your bitch quicker than a nigga would these days.
Hey, first of all, I don't be trying to take nobody's bitch. These Twitter hoes just be on me. I don't even want them.
You just incriminated yourself. I won't even talk about you.
I know. I just want to put that out there anyway.
Like, you real life are a pimp. Like, don't you get, like, three sets of random titty sent to you daily and shit?
I need another memory card.
Yep. You just need to use that.
But I kind of went off the other day. I don't know if nobody saw that. I lost my scanner went down on me at work, and I said it was on some fag shit, and then it just got me thinking about all these modern day fag ass niggas, and I just took off.
I said you have seen that.
That ain't background music. It's background fucking gibberish, and it's louder than we are. So that's not background if it's fucking overpowering our voices, bitch.
This is what happens when Tone isn't on the show. It just goes all to hell. It turns real niggerish. Mike, I hope you go to hell. Shut up. That's rude.
Valid, but rude.
That's why I said that's rude. I mean, we're all going to hell for the shit we did. I'm not going to hell. I don't know you niggas.
So, y'all are dudes.
Couple of plea bargains, Jesus.
I would like y'all point of view on this. Like, as far as with niggas now that act like they just completely despise anybody who has a vagina. Niggas say they like pussy, but I don't believe it.
Are you talking about them niggas who rap every day about females?
All day, every day. I think niggas bash bitches more than they talk about sports or anything other that niggas need to discuss. And I'm like, it's always the same shit. They bash every bitch except the type that don't want them anyway. Like, that's not even interested, period. And I just see niggas that are just like, they have these female attitudes. It bothers me so fucking much. Niggas always in the mirror and picking them in outfits and shit. Like, yeah, stepping out. Like, that shit I'm used to bitches doing when they got all in all their accessories and shit. Taking full-length body pictures. And I damn near feel like we are headed to a point where when niggas start posting pics of themselves, they go have the kissy faces and they go be looking over their motherfucking left shoulder with that left leg poked out. Talk about headed to me.
So what you're saying is you think a bunch of niggas are metrosexuals?
I don't know what niggas are now. I don't.
You can't even be metrosexual. Metrosexuals, like, they take care of their hair and nails and shit, but they're straight. What she's talking about is niggas who always got something to complain, how they always talking about they get the most pussy and all this, but then the next tweet is, oh, I hate females who wear heels.
But you know what? It's not even talking about how much pussy they get, because the ones who slander them the most, you never see them talk. Like, you never see them. But the only one that I see that slanders females all the time that has a chick is Mo, and everybody calls him suspect. Like, I've even seen guys mess with him and be like, call him suspect.
I just started following Mo, but he used to always get retweeted on my timeline. You can tell all his shit just be jokes, though. Like, I mean, I think they be jokes, but it seemed like everybody else, like, he talks to her about side chicks a lot, but that's like you always rant about bitch niggas and fag shit, but you cover, like, a wide basis. His is always about side chicks. Like, everybody had their own little criteria that they basically tweet about all the time. His is always side chicks, but it's always being goofy. And that's probably because his girlfriend talk about him so much in a good manner that he probably do get a lot of side chicks that come at him. And that's just what I think about that. But, I mean,
and it's not the fact that niggas talk about females. It is the fact that it is all they talk about.
Yeah.
That's like me. I talk about bitch niggas, but how often do we also see me go in on dumbass bitches, too? I'm not biased. I talk about everybody. I will go at every group, and I will call out everybody bullshit without a problem. I don't have to focus on one single fucking group.
That's
and it's just...
because of a wide criteria. Certain people just tweet about certain things all the time.
But it's like...
I just get to a point where I just mute them. Like, oh, you on that today? Yeah, I'm going to mute you guys because you're annoying me.
Like, the cockiest dude is the ones who have, like, the most dick tendencies. And I never see any cute ones. It's like the cutest dudes on Twitter is humble. It's always them old-looking-ass, beat-up, crusty niggas that just feel like, yeah, I'm that dude. And that's why I fought these punk-ass bitches for that. And I told them that day on Twitter, too. Like, you bitches make niggas think that they are more than what they are. And then regular motherfuckers who don't think that they shit have to deal with this attitude from them. And then we got to shut them down. And then we, all of a sudden... have to be a punk ass bitch because we're not going into this shit. I will fight you. I have no problem with that. Like at all. I'm just saying. I really feel like, to the core, I am, like, new niggas just disgust me, dude. They get on my fucking nerves because they too bitch like. And I really, 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 really hate to see what shit is going to be like. And not, I won't even say another 2 years. I want to see what shit is going to be like next year. Because we already got niggas taking more pics than bitches and posing and just the stats. I don't know if y'all see, like, different stats, whether on Facebook or even on Twitter. Like, even shit that niggas write. These days, like, you catch a motherfucker tweeting about a bitch, and then you catch a nigga saying, baby, bye. You can't do nothing to move your eyebrow today. Like, nigga, what you do? What? I know you did not dismiss a female saying, baby, bye. I can't deal with that type of shit. Yeah, I can't. So,
that just comes from niggas not fathering their sons. Then father your sons.
That's some philosophy on these new sides. Niggas don't father their sons.
Her phone died or some shit?
I'm not the slightest clue. But, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, though. Shout out to everybody. Fuck Tone for the not coming up to the show. You see what happens when you let Fresh run the board? Should be out of hand. You know what I'm saying?
What happened to Tone anyway?
You know what? I don't really know. But, in music news, Lil Wayne is out of the hospital. In my opinion, I don't ever think that nigga was in a hospital. But, he has fully recovered from his epileptic episode and seizures, multiple seizures. Like, how do you have multiple seizures and not die, fam? Like, you can't have, like, three of those in a row and survive at the same time. Is that possible? Can we Google that?
Actually, you can. I had a cousin who was an alcoholic, right? And if he didn't consume a certain amount of beer a day, he would have seizures. So one day he was at the crib. My uncle had just passed. We at the crib, and he in the bathroom, and he just, all we hear is, dun, 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 dun. We're like, what the fuck is going on? So we rush in the bathroom. He just on the ground shaking. We're like, oh, what the fuck going on? They're like, go get him a beer. Go get him a beer. We're like, what, nigga? Go get him a what? They keep beer in the car for him because if he don't consume a certain amount of alcohol, he goes into seizures. And literally that night, we were sitting there talking to like maybe 3, 4 in the morning, and dude had like 3, 4 seizures. And we like, dude, I didn't just take this man to the hospital. What the fuck is going on? They was like, no, we can't because they just going to tell us that he needs to go to rehab and all this. I'm like, well, maybe he should go, fucking go to rehab then. Like, this man is in the bathroom, busting his head on the sink and shit, and the tub in the toilet or whatever the fuck is in there every time he go piss because he ain't had no beer in his system. What the fuck? They like, well, we can't do nothing, blah, blah, blah. And they literally did not take this man to the hospital. And then, like, we used to it by now. I'm like, there's no way in hell I can get used to somebody having seizures every day because they haven't drunk any alcohol. Like, what the fuck? So, I mean, it's possible to not die from having multiple ones. It's just fucked up.
Yeah, but, you know, anyway, so, shout out to the homie, Lil Toji. His 12 fucking album dropped today. I am not a human being, too. Which is their story now. Shout out to Emma Regis, who take this Lil Wayne shit real serious. She did unfollow like 50 to 60 people because Tone allegedly gave out the link to the album a week ago. I mean, at least we'll know the real story. That's where I got my link from. I don't know where everybody else got their link from. Tone DM'd me the link and was like, bro, you get the album now. So, yeah. Anybody want a real story?
Tom gave out the link. I just been seeing everybody tweet lyrics all day.
You know what?
I mean, the diehard Wayne fan said it was cool, but everybody else was like, it's trash. But
I don't really know how to rate it. I mean, it's typical Wayne. It's like it's nothing that he can do anymore to surprise you. I mean, he's forever gonna say something plausible. I think always saying something plausible. Like,
so basically, he got the hot songs and he got the ones that's like, what the fuck are you talking about, basically?
Right. I mean, you know, I like it. There's a few songs I don't really care for. Like, I don't like Gutter Gutter, so that any song with him on there is booty. I don't like Gunplay, and I do not care for Soulja Boy. So those three features are trash. Those songs are not the album. But what did stand out about the album, I still want to know why. Like, every 3 years they seem to find Boo out of nowhere. Like, I thought he was dead.
That's what I was wondering. Is that Boo that used to always rap on R. Kelly songs?
Yes, that's Boo from Boo and Gotti. Like, he's been signed to Young Money since, like, he's been signed to Cash Money for 10 years. He don't got no albums. He don't got no mixtapes. He don't got nothing. He just there. Like, who is cutting this man a check to do nothing?
That's what I was wondering on that one song when he was like, it's Boo. I'm like, Boo? Is this Boo that used to rap with R. Kelly, nigga? Like, what the fuck? How could they find you under, nigga?
Find that nigga under all kind of surveillance and shit.
That's the definition of a nigga that would not quit. He has a can-do attitude.
Man, that nigga should have been gave up. It was bad. But, you know, we got about 20 minutes left in the show, so it's in the radio show, and we do play music, so I guess this is what I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Mike's going to stick around to the end, but I play music, so I'm about to play some more music. Right after this, I'll be right back.
No, I didn't get them just because I couldn't. By the time I even was hip to them, they was already gone. The Bread 11s. I didn't want them either because many people died with them Concord. I don't know why. Them little, that patent leather, that shiny shit, that shit make niggas kill other niggas. I don't think. Like, for real. Like, for some reason, that shoe, I don't know if it's the shine or something. Something sets off the murderer in niggas. I don't want them shit.
Yeah, that's the one
shoe
that each year, like the Cool Grays had it.
Yeah, the Concord, Cool Gray, Space Jams, Bread 11s, niggas, them shit, that's the murder shoe. That's what they need to call that shit, the killer. The air killer.
Over the past few months, you've also displayed Reeboks in your collect, like Reeboks that you got. What are your thoughts on this, like Reebok making the comeback with Swiss Beats and all that?
I mean, that's like Swiss sends them to me. I mean, I've always liked the Iversons, though. I was big on Iversons when I was a kid. I used to have all of my Iversons that's out there, the answers, whatever shit is, I don't remember. The question and answers, something. Yeah, the black and white ones, the red and white ones, I had all of those when I was a kid already. With that matching Iverson jersey and everything. So I actually like that sneaker, and it's comfortable. It's a comfortable shoe. So I fuck with Reebok. I like Adidas, too. I love shell toes. I'm big on shell toes. I like being comfortable, man. Like, I don't even care about, like, this.
Look me in my face. I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. See, them strongies keep me up. So I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. I ain't got no worries. You see money right there. That's Gucci right there. Yeah, that's Batman right there. And we ain't got no worries. You see pussy right there. Red Bone Mango right there. See them strongies right there. In this bitch, everybody should be worried. Them pussy niggas be purring, bitches be digging me. I feel buried, and if she makes this dick hard, she woke up sleeping giant. Man, yo bitch speak in tongues every time we speak in private. Hope your barber shop open, cause we got hair triggers. Smoke so much that smoke is a bear. Have to bear with us in that Jeep with the doors off. That mean that bitch sleep. All these bitches think they the shit. I send them up Shit's Creek, you see Tunchi right here. Give me brain ideas. It's okay if you turn up, just don't turn off my light years. All I know is I do it. What I'm smoking, I grew it. These are blood gang, pyruid. All rats gotta die, even Stewart. On my private jet and my steward. This is your bitch, nigga. Bitch, nigga. I know gold diggers and ditch diggers. You don't get this, you get disfigured. She say sorry, I didn't shave. So that pussy is a little furry. I put that pussy in my face. I ain't got no worries, so she look me in my face. I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. See them strong keep me up. So I ain't got no words. Yeah. I ain't got no words. What you see? I ain't got no worries. You see money right there. That's Gucci right there. Yeah. That's Batman right there. And we ain't got no worries. You see pussy right there. Redbone Mango right there. Hold on.
She ain't got no worries. She want me to eat her sugar. I say, why you in a hurry? She say, why you asking questions? I say, bitch, you trying to be funny. Now take the fucking clothes off. Let me see that donkey cone. Now swing your ass back and forth. Back and forth on my monkey bar. That camel toe, that camel toe. No worries, no pantyhose. These niggas falling off like baggy clothes. I smoke more than a magic show. I swear I saw my hoe. I swear she was with my hoe. You know I fucked them both. So pussy and so throat. Bitches tune shit and I'm out here. No worries, no worries. I would talk about my dick, but man, that shit be a long story.
Look me in my face.
Yeah.
I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words.
Oh,
I ain't got
yeah.
No worries. See them strong and keep me up. So I ain't got no words.
Yeah.
I ain't got no words.
Yeah.
I ain't
Yeah, what it is, though, it's your boy. I'm fresh and I'm back, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's been a great show, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mimi for coming through, calls to with me, you know. Shout out to Mike, you know. Shout out to everybody that called in listening. Shout out to everybody that's going to download this, you know. Make sure y'all check out the website, www.tonedeafradio.com. For all of your tone deaf pleasures, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, make sure y'all hit up, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night for Tasha's Taste. I don't know what's going to be on there, but it ought to be great, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all ready for that midday mixture. Check out Sound Dropping. That should be cracking. Make sure y'all listen to my big sis, Miss Deer, with the Poetry Push. She'll be in the building on Friday. Oh, Switchblade Show. I almost forgot about my homies out in the D. Switchblades will be on Thursday night. Yeah, it is what it is there. I'm saying, make sure y'all go get Lil Wayne, new album, I Am Not a Human Being, Part 2. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I've pretty much been playing, you know, the singles from the album, you know what I'm saying? Nothing major, but you know, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I like to thank everybody, you know what I'm saying, for calling in, listening. I'll be back next week. Hopefully, if I'm not assassinated, you know, the mind is still looking for me. And I'm going to end this on some real smooth player type shit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, last song I'm playing tonight, comes from my homeboy, Currency, featuring Wiz Khalifa and Rick Ross, because them hoes be choosing. So everybody have a good night, sleep tight. Don't let them rat hoes bite. You do.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. At least you put a nigga on in.
But you love it. I don't hide, bitch, I'm high when I'm in public. Even in my everyday ride, I be stuntin'. This is nothing really, you should see me Sunday. I'm from New Orleans, love, you know how I'm coming. Hop out that Impala, left the motor running. Them my little homies front that store, they ain't gon' touch it. Feel the way you gone, finna to meet the money. I come through in that bread truck, everybody hungry. I be trying to keep it low, but the streets be tough. I heard they think I'm selling dope on them walkie talkies. They worse than them bitches, them bitches be stalking. Outside checking for which car a nigga parking. She say she from Belize, but she could speak Ferrari. I roll that tree and write a song about it in the morning. Pull up in that arrow and them bitches start choosing. Pull up in that arrow and them haters gon' lose it. Pull up in that arrow and them bitches start choosing. Pull up in that arrow and them haters gon' lose it.
Pull up pushing buttons, blowing OG like it's nothing. Marijuana fussing, smoking loud, it's no discussion. Black and yellow, something out of nothing. Choppers like the Russians, bust your head, that's a concussion. Full-time grinder, all the time hustling. Bitch, I'm from the birds, so you know that I be thugging. Made it from the bottom, so in God we put our trust in. Certified stoner, get a raw and put a nugget. Rari's, Lamborghini, Harikari. Suicidal doors, tell the owner I said sorry. Pull up in that, you know, pockets fat like sumo. Taylor gang or die, jet, la 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 la.
Pull up in that, I'm gonna start choosing. Pull up in that, and I'm lose it. Pull up in that, and them bitches start choosing.
off in the sky and them angels gone.
Chrome wheels, pulling up the club live, making them hoes peel. My niggas was way trill, wardrobe was unreal. My Cuban was Spanish gold, so vintage was my gazelles. I'm talking the facts of life, can I just have a slice? Best he set the game, Braun having a night. Let him go check the stats, cause all I want is the racks. Even moving the merch, I'm getting 60 a hat. MCM on my luggage, Reebok making me butter. Be Hickey Cuban cigars, Bumble Cloudy. Think he got it. Double M, we the hottest on the fucking turf. I'm going straight to heaven, crib built like a church.
Pull up in the air and them bitches start choosing, 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 choosing. Pull up in the air.